Among the bishops attending the 13th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops on the New Evangelization is one representing the world's newest country, Bishop Edward Hillboro Kusala of Tambura Yambio in South Sudan, told Father Moses Homungule, the head of Vatican Radio's English for Africa service, that the people of his country, which is among the poorest in the world, need to let Christ's message build their new nation.
Indeed, this event yesterday opened an horizon of hope for the church, for the Catholic Church, because from the very beginning of the Holy Mass, I could see the feelings going around the people who were present, the fathers of the Synod, and the Holy Father himself, who in fact dwelt on the theme for which we have gathered here, encouraging and calling all of us to go back to Christ, who is the one to be lived, experienced, loved, and announced. And so it was very touching experience for us to begin this important synod.
Yes, Bishop, you come from South Sudan, one of the newest nations in the world, so to say. What do you bring with and what would you hope to take with you from this synod as you get back home later on?
In fact, for us in South Sudan, each time we are out or we are in an occasion as this, we are always reminded of the fact that South Sudan has been a gift to us from God. It has been a result of our prayers, our sacrifice, and many friends who helped us. Coming to this synod, talking about the new evangelization, I look down into my country and see that we are actually just born, and we very much know that the country we have is a gift from Christ himself, and it is he whom we need to live, to experience, and use his message to build a new nation. And what, in fact, I would bring into this synod is very much the concept of the human person. In reality, to what we know is already happening in many countries, that life is not protected. And now that we are a newborn nation, all we need to do is to bring the gospel of life, that our laws, our system, our policies and all that we have to do had to go around the human person to protect it, because we have lost so much in the years during wartime, and we would like to give a presidency to the protection of life. And we know there are many factors, or two. I will also raise a concern, because I come from the region of Amesea. I will raise a concern about mass media, because I know the communion of the Holy Spirit is itself is a communication. I will be underlying the importance of communication, that the church and all of us need to go down into the world of communication. And I know that so many people today are engaged on elements of communication. And for example, the Facebook, the Twitter, you see millions of children and young people engaging in this kind of process. And so we would like, and I know what they discuss does not contain very much what to do with our own life. And so we want to bring Christ into the waves of the media, into those social media, so that we can transform the youth whose future we are actually building from this. So I think I'm bringing in also the message of hope, that Christ as the way, the truth, will help Africa, will help South Sudan to liberate us forever, and to not be a continent of pity, a continent of hope that can contribute also to the well-being of the nation.